is an Acquired Taste podcast. I'm Bethany Watson.
And I'm Kathleen Heaney.
We're best friends who also happen to be polar opposites.
I'm a colorful extrovert rising.
And I'm a goth introvert.
We're both curious weirdos, and we both love cats.
But that might be the only thing we have in common.
We are an acquired taste.
All right, Kathleen, I don't know how you spend your time.
Oh, I mean, in a variety of ways that is not at all productive to moving my life forward.
It's fine. But, you know. Same. So one of the ways that I don't move my life forward is by gazing in front of my computer and Googling what do I need to know about. And
yes.
And I am about to tell you some of the fun facts from the autofill when I Googled, quote, things you need to know about. Okay.
Oh, I'm so excited for this.
Okay, Kathleen.
Yeah.
Here are some things you need to know about and Google autofilled your boyfriend. The first link was loverly.com. 21 things you should know about your boyfriend and everyone should know about their partner.
Oh, I feel like we've used that website as a reference on this podcast before.
I think we have too. The article is by Emerus J. Hutton. Okay, this isn't everything. These are just the things that made me giggle. You should know what your boyfriend's eating and drinking preferences are.
Oh.
Do you know Niels?
Yes. You know what? We've gotten to the point where, and like, listen, we've been together for I think almost 18 years now. It has only been within the last year that if one of us is ordering dinner, we'll say to one another, like, oh, you know what I like. Get me the usual.
Oh, that's so comfortable and nice.
Could you order at a restaurant for Dennis and trust that he would like what you ordered?
Yes. But I can cheat because the majority of the food isn't anything he could ever eat. So yes. I know that, like, I'm going to order the one vegan thing on the menu. So I sort of get an automatic win. And he knows just to order me something that has frosting on it.
How does Dennis take his coffee?
Black. How does Neil take his coffee?
Oh, black too.
Black, okay.
Two peas of a pod. Wait, how does Dennis take his pizza?
Vegan.
Yeah, vegan, but like there's toppings on it.
Fake cheese. And then if there is some type of fake sausage or sometimes they can do a Beyond sausage or something.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Some type of fake meat.
Neil's a meat on his pizza guy too.
That's so nice.
Dudes.
How would Neil prefer to spend his Saturday morning?
Oh, okay. I almost don't even want to share this with you because it makes us seem like the most pretentious, yuppie
yachting.
Dinks.
Does he prefer to yacht?
No, we like to sit on our 12-foot couch, Bethany, reading our books and listening to soft jazz. I shit you not.
You know what? It's the soft jazz that is, yeah. It makes me giggle. But that's actually a lovely way to start a weekend.
We start off with NPR, and then when we finish our coffee, we switch to soft jazz.
That's lovely. I can't fault you at all.
How would Dennis prefer to spend his Saturday morning?
Hiking. Mm. Can you believe it?
Yeah, I was going to say something outdoorsy because you guys on your Instas have been spending a lot of time outdoors.
Yeah, it's nice. It's nice. We're in a space that has trees now, which is lovely. Mm. Okay, here's another thing. You need to know what your boyfriend's allergies or medical needs are. Do you know his allergies?
And Neil has no allergies. What about Dennis?
Dennis has some food stuff like garlic and
onions.
Yeah, just kind of stuff that he can't do dairy. Mm. So that kind of thing, you know, like your normal, like a lot of people can't process dairy kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I think like Neil's only medical need is that he has a life-ending autoimmune disease. So,
I mean, you know, if you can have one, you might as well make it a big one, question mark.
It's not life-ending. I just like to be dramatic. He doesn't like the heat. That's the only medical directive he has.
He gets sweaty like a bulldog. And then lastly, this one made me giggle. Do you know what your boyfriend's greatest weakness is?
Oh, yeah, for sure. He thinks he's always right. Like, honest to frickin' goodness. Honest to goodness. He thinks his opinion is the only effing opinion in the world. And you know what, Bethany, that a-hole today, I put on a playlist on Apple Music that was like good news playlist.
Yeah.
The first song was Black Eyed Peas, Tonight's Gonna Be a Good Night. He walked into the bathroom to brush his teeth and he said, oh, I didn't realize that I had an invitation to your bat mitzvah.
Wow. That's so funny though. He's a funny guy when he's angry.
What about Dennis?
His greatest weakness, I think, is his ability to be frightened. which means that, like, I think this means like emotional, but I took it as physical. Like, if you need to kill them, what is their greatest weakness?
Wait, is that why you're always like jumping around corners and scaring him?
I don't do it. It's just that I walk quietly and he is easily startled, and we're working on it. And you know what? I think we're both making great strides.
Bethany, you better get that man a cardiologist, honest to goodness.
We do have like a finger heart rate monitor.
Yeah. Yeah.
That we use. I've been pulling it out quite frequently, and our heart rates are great, so that's good to know.
It's good to have that. I think those things tell you your oxygen level too.
Yes,
right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Which is a thing that nobody cared about until COVID happened, and then everyone's like, "Oh, my oxygen level."
Totally. And also, how can it tell? How do it know?
I think it's lasers, because Apple Watches can also tell what your oxygen level is.
They can. Dennis was wearing his Apple Watch yesterday, and I could tell that his oxygen level was 99.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wish that Apple Watches, and maybe it's just my version, I wish that they could tell your temperature too. I would like to know that.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Maybe older versions, or newer versions can, I don't know.
All right, next one. Things you need to know about volleyball, auto-corrected, okay?
Okay.
So I clicked on the link, "What is volleyball fun facts?" And This was from Britannica.com. Volleyball is also known as Mintonette. Did you know that?
No, I had no idea. Mintonette. Mintonette. What's the derivative of that word?
No idea. Did I Google it? No. No. A single player may jump as many as 300 times in a volleyball match.
Oh, that's a lot of jumping.
If you jump more than that, they shoot you. That's a fact I made up.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know. I didn't think that they would shoot you, but you know, you never know. The world is a crazy place these days. Speaking of volleyball, Bethany.
Yes.
Elizabeth Olsen. You like Elizabeth Olsen, right?
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, I love her. She's a great actress. Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene. One of my favorites. Really creepy. She's in this new show called Love and Death on HBO.
I have heard about this motion picture show. It's also got Mr. Kirsten Dunst in it.
Yeah, that's what I call him too. I can never remember his name. Shame on me.
Jesse Plemons.
Yes. And so I turned it on because, as you know, I'm a fan of any Olsen. So I turned on the show. It's a series. And I'm like, I'm looking at Neil and I'm like, have we seen this show before? I'm like, Neil, isn't this the same show that they made on Hulu with Jessica Biel called Candy? And so we keep watching, and there are so many similarities. And Neil goes to bed, and then all of a sudden they start calling Elizabeth Olsen's character Candy. And I'm like, what in God's name? Why are there so many similarities between two series that came out less than a year of each other? Bethany, lots of somebodies made the same show twice. In the show, the main characters both play volleyball, and that's kind of like how they fall in love with each other. And turns out they're both based on the same true story about this like love triangle murder in Texas that happened in the late 70s, early 80s. And they were both filming. Both of these projects were in production at the same time, except Jessica Biel's series came out almost a year sooner. And it is the weirdest, strangest thing that I feel like has ever happened in Hollywood.
There is an entire Wikipedia page dedicated to projects that came out that were super similar.
It's crazy.
It happens a lot. Similar. I'm going to try similar movies.
And it's not like one was a Lifetime movie and the other one was like a straight to video Netflix movie, like huge stars in each of these projects.
That's wild.
And people are writing online, like, who plays the better titular character of Candy? And people are saying that Jessica Biel is the better Candy.
Whoa.
And it's like, at that point, if you are the person in charge of the HBO Elizabeth Olsen production, do you just shoot yourself in the foot because you spent a whole extra year working on this shit and people are saying that yours is not the better one?
That's crazy. Yeah, if you're going to be the last one to come out, you had better be good.
The best one. Yeah.
This is from CBR.com. These are a bunch of times that similar movies came out at the same time. In 2013, there was a movie called This Is the End, and there was also a movie called The World's End. What? Which were like comedies about the end of the world. In 1999, The Matrix came out.
Yeah.
But there was also a movie called Existenz that came out that is super similar, which is, it's like weird and unappreciated. It's actually a really good movie. Super similar. If you remember in 1998, A Bug's Life and Ants came out.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's, I never thought about that correlation.
Uh-huh. And then, let's see, Armageddon and Deep Impact came out at the same time.
Two of my favorite movies. You know how I feel about movies where the world ends. I can't get enough of them.
You love them. And my favorite one, in 2006, The Illusionist and The Prestige both came out, both magician-based movies that had mysteries in them.
So is it that someone gets an idea and then another someone gets an idea because they're both inspired by the same thing and they write scripts about this same idea?
I think it's possible. I think that is one of the reasons. I think that someone hears that a project is in production and they're like, we can do that. Let's do it faster and get it out first. Yep.
Oh my God, that's so effed up.
It's so messed up. And I also think that maybe there's just something about, like, you know, the collective unconscious where we all kind of are floating around in the same ether of ideas.
Yeah, yeah. But it's just so weird when you get to actually see the physical outcome of like the physical collective.
No, it's crazy. By the way, No Strings Attached and Friends with Benefits came out the same year.
Oh my God. Didn't they both star Ashton Kutcher?
One was Justin Timberlake.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. And I think in one, they hook up, and then when they don't, I can't remember.
That's a real sliding doors situation.
Mm.
Mission to Mars and Red Planet both came out. Paul Blart Mall Cop and Observe and Report both came out the same year.
Is it Observe and Report about a lovable and goofy security figure?
He plays a mall cop.
Oh my
God. Who dreams of being a full-fledged police officer. And then someone terrorizes the mall, exactly the same as Paul Blart Mall Cop.
That's wild. This is crazy.
And then Snow White and the Huntsman came out the same year as Mirror, Mirror.
Oh my God.
Anyway, so there's like so many more. This is a crazy phenomenon.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's go back to what you need to know about your boyfriend.
Okay. Well, let's move on. When I typed in things you need to know about guinea pigs autofilled.
Okay.
And here's what I found interesting. Guinea pigs are active for 20 hours a day.
Oh, no.
So if you have a guinea pig, you better have enough space for that sucker to run around and not get bored for 20 hours a day. Because here's the other problem. Uh-huh. Guinea pigs are super intelligent and get bored easily.
Hmm. Okay.
But you cannot build them a tower because they cannot climb it. They are not agile. They want to burrow and hide, not climb and conquer.
Oh, sweet children, I understand that feeling.
And the most fascinating guinea pig fact, because of the shape of their head, they can also see above and behind themselves.
Get out of here.
It's crazy.
Wait, did you hear about that thing in New York City where the mayor banned all sales of guinea pigs?
No, why?
Because I think so many people got guinea pigs during the pandemic because they're fluffy and they're cute and they're like, one upgrade from getting a mouse or a rat. And you're like, I know people who have... In college, I had a roommate who back at home had hairless rats as pets.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Less charming when you live in New York City.
Yeah, less so.
Anyway, apparently the shelters are overrun with people giving back their guinea pigs.
That's awful.
And so the mayor was like, pet shops can no longer sell guinea pigs because they need to be adopted from shelters.
Good. Oh, that's great. I'm so glad. Yeah, people don't get a pet unless you know you can have that pet for the pet's entire life.
I know. I know.
And lastly, I looked, Google autofilled things I need to know about basketball. And I immediately got bored after basketball is a team sport. And I was like, no, thank you.
Nuh-uh.
So those are the things I learned from Google telling me what I needed to know about.
Did you? So there was this thing trending on Twitter. a couple, I'm going to say like maybe a week and a half ago, where there is a scene, and listen, everybody that is friends with me was like sending me text messages about this because everyone's like, this is right up your wheelhouse. There was this tweet that went viral, and it was somebody who was watching Dawson's Creek season 2.
Okay.
Where Dawson just absolutely slams a basketball in Pacey's face, Joshua Jackson.
Whoa.
And this is, I don't know, probably 1998. So people are like, CGI wasn't that good back then.
Yeah.
Because Joshua Jackson's reaction to getting the basketball slammed in his face is like really authentic.
Uh-huh.
And not only does the basketball slam in his face, it hits his face and then bounces back directly into the camera.
Oh, gosh.
So everyone's like, how did this happen? What is this trickery? And people were speculating on it for a couple of days. And then finally, Joshua Jackson, I think he went on the, who's the late night talk show host, Seth Meyers. Yeah, Seth Meyers. I think Joshua Jackson went on Seth Meyers and revealed that it was actually like a beach ball painted like a basketball. So old-timey of them.
That's so old-timey of them.
But like you can't tell on camera. And that is the magic of camera.
The magic of camera.
Before I make purchases for things that I'm going to put in my body, I do so much research because I'm a little bit paranoid. Are you the same way, Bethany?
Completely. It's going into your body. And, you know, you only have one of them until science makes us into robots. And so at this point, you have to be so careful.
I mean, I think Walt Disney might have two bodies, but that's neither here nor there.
That's one of our favorite conspiracy theories.
And that's why Bethany and I are proud to be partners with Next Evo Naturals, because a study done by an independent lab confirmed that brands that aren't Next Evo Naturals, some of those brands contain up to 60% less CBD than they claim on the label. But with Next Evo Naturals, you can trust that you are getting the best of the best when it comes to CBD.
And if you haven't tried CBD yet, it is so helpful for things like stress or if you're having a hard time sleeping. It's really nice because it just sort of takes the edge off of the of living every day. It doesn't get you high. It's not THC. It's just this wonderful kind of mood relaxer.
Mm-hmm.
And with Next Evo Naturals, you can take as much as you want or as little as you want because they do such a good job of separating the doses in these really delicious gummies.
Yeah. And you know what? Next Evo Naturals is this like crazy fast acting formula. They have this technology called SmartSorb, and it's clinically proven to absorb 30 times more in the first 30 minutes compared to something like a CBD oil.
I started using CBD to help me sleep during the pandemic because I had a lot going on in my head and I don't know, things were stressful.
Yeah.
And having a CBD gummy before I go to bed and waiting just a few minutes and then starting to read, it was a wonderful way to sort of chill myself into sleep, and I still use it.
Yeah. And I use it when I just have like, you know, I have a lot going on in my life and maybe it's like 1 o'clock in the afternoon and it's not time for Betty Bye yet.
Not quite yet.
No. And I just need to take the edge off. And so I just take a tiny little bit and it gets me through the rest of my day.
So upgrade your CBD. Go to nextevo.com/taste to get 20% off of your first order of $40 or more.
That's 20% off of $40 or more at nextevo.com/taste, nextevo.com/taste. Bethany, Mother's Day and Father's Day is coming up, and it is always difficult to find the perfect gift. You know, I always feel like the parent figure in your life, you're like, they have everything. They don't need anything.
No.
And that is why year after year, Bethany and I continue to partner with Skylight Frames, because it is one of the coolest, most unique, just like really creative gifts that you can give somebody.
The Skylight Digital Photo Frame is a wonderful, meaningful gift that gives you a really good way way to stay in touch with the people you love. Like, it's perfect for Mother's and Father's Day coming up.
Yeah.
It's really simple. It's fun to use. Even if your family member or friend is not tech savvy, there's no subscription required. You can send photos to this digital frame from anywhere at any time.
And if maybe you had a digital frame in the past, like Neil got me one in college and it was like really small and really clunky. Mm-hmm. And I accidentally only uploaded photos of myself. And then you could also stick a USB plug in the side of it and a song would play. And basically Mandy Moore's cover of A Little Help from My Friends played over and over and over again while just pictures of myself played. On my frame. And that's because it was just so hard to switch out the pictures and stuff like that I just never did. But Skylight Frame is the opposite of that frame. Skylight Frame, switching out the pictures is the easiest thing.
Yeah. Anyone can send photos to the frame anytime from anywhere they are. And it's not an ugly frame either. It's this beautiful, you get a 10-inch or a 15-inch touchscreen. It's really pretty. It's like a classy, sleek frame that's going to fit in with your decor.
Yeah.
And it's 100% satisfaction guaranteed.
So if you give it to mom, everybody in the family gets this email address and they can email pictures directly to that email address. And then it puts it on mom's frame totally seamlessly. It's the future.
It is. The cool thing about that is, let's say that you have an event that's happening and your mom can't come, right?
Yeah.
You can upload pictures immediately as the event is going on. So mom feels like she was there. Just like I'm sure members of the Met Gala last night were uploading pictures to their parents' skylight frames as they were walking the red carpet.
Yes, Bethany, I'm sure that's exactly
That is exactly what happened.
So now, as a special offer in time for Mother's Day and Father's Day or Parents' Day, get 10% off of your skylight frame. That is up to $30 off of your frame when you go to skylightframe.com/taste.
That's right. To get 10% off, up to $30 off your purchase of a skylight frame, just go to skylightframe.com/taste.
That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/taste. So yesterday I fell down a rabbit hole vis-a-vis the website my90stv.com.
And I didn't even know that that was a website. What have I been doing with myself?
Oh, Bethany, my deepest apologies, because I have just introduced to you the biggest time sucker since TikTok.
Okay, I'm looking it up. My90sTV.com.
And basically, it's just a website interface that looks like an old-timey TV. And by old-timey, I mean like the kind that we had in the early 90s, which was 30 years ago.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And
look at this.
It shows like at the bottom of the TV, you get the year 1990 through the year 1999. And then there's a sidebar that gives you all of the different things that you can watch on this TV. And there's like TV chain, like there's a channel up, channel down button, that type of thing. And so I was scrolling through this last night. I think I saw it on TikTok. That's how I found out about this, this website. And basically what it is, it's just like an interface that finds people who have posted clips of things from the 90s on YouTube.
And it looks like on the sidebar, it looks like you can get, he has my 50s TV, my 60s, my 70s, my 80s, and my 2000s TV.
Oh.
So it's a whole series of stuff.
So I just was in the mood last night to watch commercials from the 90s. Okay, Bethany, I would like to share with you some of the just absolute atrocities that I witnessed. Okay, so the first commercial I saw, it starts off with you thinking that it's a Burger King commercial, right?
Okay.
Because there's Burger King fries and the fries are like, you know, in their official paper container with the logo and there's this white background and the camera starts to pull backwards a little bit so the frame gets wider.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, the camera pans to the right. It swings to the right. And then you see all of these people who are actually like working on the commercial behind the scenes.
Uh-huh.
and they are eating McDonald's fries.
Wait, how is that legal?
And the narration of the commercial, the voice says something like, people have their preferences and you can't change them.
Wow. So they never, did they ever actually show the Burger King logo or did they like insinuate it?
No. They showed the Burger King logo
That's
in the beginning.
That's crazy.
I know. Okay. Then there is a commercial I saw for Hershey syrup.
Okay. Delicious.
Cartoon cow. He's on a hill munching on some grass. Okay. And the cow actually looks like quite trim, like a slim looking cow.
Okay.
And the cow also looks incredibly miserable that he has to eat all of this grass.
Oh, he looks sad. He needs something more like Hershey's syrup.
Well, then a voice comes on and it says, did you know that Hershey's syrup is fat-free?
Oh, that's right, because the 90s were all about being fat-free.
Yeah, and then it shows a bottle of Hershey's syrup, and the voice continues, so it never adds any fat to milk. It's naturally fat-free, and it's always been that way. And the cow spits out the grass and says, now you tell me. So fucked up.
It's so simple too. What a simple premise.
I know.
Sometimes simplest is the best.
Oh my goodness, Bethany. Okay. Then I saw a commercial for Ultra Thin with wings, right? And so, you know, maxi pads.
Yeah.
So the tagline of this commercial is cleaner, drier, and protects even better.
Okay.
And I just can't even think of insinuating that getting your period is dirty, like that would never fly in 2023.
You're right. Like, I think I can see what they're saying, which is like it probably keeps your clothing cleaner.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I can see that. Here's the thing. I don't get my period, so I'm not even in the market. So I don't know what marketing is for all of that.
For period products.
Yeah.
So the commercial starts off with this guy and this girl, and they're on a road trip in a convertible. She's holding a map. The map is not blowing in the wind, despite them being in a convertible.
False.
She's looking at the map, and it looks like they're driving through, I don't know, Utah. And she says, without any reference at this point to maxi pads, it was so thin, I almost missed it. And you think that she's talking about some rock formation that they're trying to find by looking on this map.
Yeah.
And then the screen cuts and it's just her standing in front of a car. The guy is nowhere to be seen because God forbid you actually talk about a period when a guy is on screen.
I thought maybe she killed him. She pushed him off the rock.
And then she's like absorbency, blah, blah, blah. The whole thing is really confusing.
So why are they in a car?
I don't know, Bethany, because always with wings, extra thin, whatever keeps you cleaner when you're looking for rock formations in Utah.
I mean, it makes sense. You know, when they do commercials for adult diapers, it's like, you know, people playing tennis, people, I don't know, skateboarding and doing the splits, right? Like these are all the activities you can do with diapers and like no one can see the line, right?
Yeah.
But with maxi pads, like you could drive without a maxi pad. Actually, you're probably more comfortable sitting if you don't have one and you're just sort of, you know, like, I don't understand it.
Then there is a commercial for Zest deodorant body wash. Do you remember Zest?
Whoa, I just had a brain memory explosion. Whoa, Zest.
Zestfully clean.
Zest. Oh, Zest. Oh my God, you're not fully clean until you're zestfully clean.
Yes.
Okay. People used to dry themselves with towels with their back to the camera, and then they'd like hold their towel out. They'd snap their towel out and it would say Zest on it.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I forgot about that. Okay, well, this commercial unfortunately doesn't feature that because I think I would have had like a brain meltdown if I had seen that last night.
It's the best. Oh my gosh.
So it starts off with this burly athlete. His name is Ironhead Hayward.
Okay.
I don't know. A football player. And I looked him up. Turns out he was like actually really good. He played for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He was from New Jersey. Anyway, he's in the shower. He's all soaped up. He's peddling a body wash.
Okay.
And then he looks dead into the camera and like a very effeminate, sing-songy voice. Like he's making fun of what he thinks a woman might sound like.
Sure.
He talks about himself in third person and says, but Ironhead, isn't body wash for ladies? And, then there is a quick cut, like a 2 second cut to football players just absolutely ramming into each other for a split second.
Okay.
Then he looks at the camera again and he says, "Hey, chump, body washes for everybody."
Wow.
And then he says in another like sing-songy female voice, holding up a loofah, "But Ironhead, what is that thing on your finger?" And he calls it a lather builder, Bethany. A lather builder. It's a freaking loofah and he calls it a lather builder.
This is why we've talked about this before, where marketing companies think that men are so stupid and so afraid of like not being seen as hyper masculine. And yeah. I don't know, maybe that's the case with some dudes, but like the dudes in my life are not afraid of body wash or afraid of a loop. Like, it's just this total panic of not being seen as masculine and just like assuming that all men need to be force fed like clean habits because they're just a rah, 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 rah.
Zest deodorant body wash, isn't it for ladies?
Isn't that for ladies?
It's so crazy.
Good Lord.
Then I saw a commercial, and this really is mind-blowing, for a Disney movie that they were going to show on regular TV.
Oh, do you remember when they would do that? This was a rare occasion, but they would do it.
It was like a 7 o'clock showing, like a family, Saturday night family time on ABC for I think it was Aladdin, because A Whole New World is playing in the background.
Nice. They used to do all sorts of awesome ABC specials. ABC was like the home of Walt Disney specials. I think that's where David Copperfield would do his like magic extravaganzas.
Yes, Sunday night ABC specials.
Totally.
Or Saturday night, yeah. Uh-huh.
And then there was also a period of time where was the Fresh Prince on ABC or NBC?
I think it was NBC.
NBC then would occasionally air Michael Jackson's newest music videos. Do you remember this?
I don't know.
They did this for something, and then I remember they did it again for his music video, Have You Seen My Childhood? Because in the promo, Will Smith as the Fresh Prince is looking up at the camera, which is above him, and he's looking up at it sort of wistfully as Michael Jackson's Have You Seen My Childhood is playing in the background. It's like premiering Friday night at 8 or something. And I was like, that's so weird. The Fresh Prince seldom looked wistful.
TV used to be crazy.
I know.
They would give you things for free that they make you pay for today.
Well, we watched a lot of commercials in exchange.
A lot
for the
of commercials.
Record. Yeah.
Now, Bethany, this blows my mind because this is so politically incorrect.
Okay.
That today animal activists would just be aghast.
Was this going to make me cry?
No, it's not. It's going to make you scratch your head and go WTF.
Okay.
And so this commercial starts off. It's really somber, Bethany. Like the somber music that plays when you're watching a true crime TV show where you know that the person that they're talking about was kidnapped and killed.
Yeah.
Like the whole point is to figure out who killed them. Like you already know they're dead.
Totally.
So they're not trying to hide anything with like this somber music that opens up the TV show. So it's that type of like mysterious, sad music, except there is a really cute, tiny little puppy.
Okay.
Trying to climb some stairs.
Oh, okay.
And the commercial is for Puppy Chow.
Okay.
And essentially, it says that when you only have 12 months to go from a baby to an adult, every second is crucial.
It's true.
And it talks about how puppies need, you know, high quality nutrition. And then it ends with, because if you don't get high quality nutrition, it's a tough climb ahead. And the puppy is like struggling to climb the stairs.
Baby, I hope someone helped that puppy up the stairs.
Bethany, like, can you imagine these days a commercial like that? First of all, sad animal commercial, but just like never fly in terms of marketing.
Unless it's like that Sarah McLachlan music.
Yeah. Yeah. And then inferring that your puppy is not going to live his best life unless you buy this one specific type of food. It just wouldn't happen.
Also, I think nowadays they would show the puppy accomplishing the stairs
they
because
would,
people need to see like we need to see that the animal is okay at the end. Yeah. Gosh. Oh, man. The 90s. No wonder we're all just messed up.
I know. Okay. And then there's a commercial of this like disheveled looking guy. He's kind of in business casual, but it's all wrinkled. He's got a 5 o'clock shadow. He's randomly wearing a baseball cap and walking through a desert.
Okay.
And he's doing the type of walk where you know he's so thirsty.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like, he gets this look on his face like he's just spotted a puddle of water. But then all of a sudden he is holding like a plastic gallon jug, and he brings it to his mouth and he starts to drink, but it's not milk, it's grapefruit juice.
What? Wait, what?
The commercial was like for the furtherment of the National Society of Grapefruit Farm Owners or something.
Can you imagine if that was actually the case? You know when you're expecting to drink one thing and it is suddenly, yeah, it tastes like another and you're shocked? If you
like,
were,
yeah, like water and vodka.
Yeah, 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 totally. Yeah. If you were expecting water, mm-hmm, and grapefruit juice comes out, the tartness of that, like everything in my body is already shriveling and tightening because grapefruit juice is so tart that it would, you'd probably spit it out and then you would, yeah, waste all of that, you know, hydration. You're in the middle of the desert. Thank goodness you have a baseball cap on. It's giving you a little bit of shade and protection.
So
but my
weird.
Goodness.
There's no context as to why this businessman who like maybe had one too many, like, I don't know, daiquiris the night before is walking through the desert. No context at all.
You're right. It didn't even occur to me that that was weird. But of course, like, it's one thing if he's dressed in all khaki, you know, so it looks like he's on some type of exploration and he just didn't pack right. But it's completely different if he's in like business casual.
Like, did he get lost on the way home from the bar last night?
Or maybe and he like, escaped from like some gangsters who were taking him out into the middle of the desert to murder him. And somehow he murdered them. But now he needs to murder that thirst.
But luckily they had a cooler full of gallons full of grapefruit juice in the back of their car.
You know what? If you're going to be murdered by gangsters, make sure they're responsible.
Oh, then there is a commercial for, I don't know, some fast food company named Rally's. And they're advertising a quarter pound burger, hot off the grill, lettuce, tomato, bun, the whole thing. It's only 79 cents.
Shut up. Then, oh, man.
Then there's a McDonald's commercial for hamburgers that they're selling for 49 cents and 59 cents.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I know. Oh. Then there is a Sprint commercial starring Murphy Brown talking about if you have a teenager who likes to talk on the phone, Sprint can help you save money if you choose the right plan. And the teenager is talking on a cordless phone the size of a medium-sized Amazon box.
Oh, my God. But you know what? Those things were amazing. You could walk all over the house.
There is a commercial for a car called the Mercury Mystique. And it's like this sedan. And they're talking about how they pulled out all of the stops. And then all of a sudden, the car is surrounded by stop signs that have been pulled out of the ground. And they flopped over and they're like all crumpled and shriveled.
God bless a pun.
And then it shows that you can buy one of these Mercury Mystiques, brand new, Bethany, starting at $15,000.
The 90s, man. God. Oh, man. Inflation sucks.
$15,000 for a brand new car.
For a brand new car.
You can't even get a shitty Corolla with 300,000 miles on it these days for
$15,000. No. Man, it's like, I feel like this 90s website can make you really happy and nostalgic, but it can also just like shove you into like a depression spiral.
There was a Duracell battery commercial where, do you remember when they were like, Duracell lasts longer?
Uh-huh, totally.
And it's like, it lasts longer and you identify Duracell because it's got the copper tip, like the copper head.
Yes, yes, yes.
In this commercial, there's a family in the backyard enjoying a barbecue, except they're not people. They are like not cartoon. They're like plastic dollhouse figure people.
Oh, terrifying.
And you realize that they all have batteries.
Sure.
That running them. Like the batteries are in their backs. And I don't know, grandpa is like, when I found out Duracell lasts longer, I bought them for everybody in the family. And then there's the aunt with the short haircut, with the chunky highlights.
Yep.
Too much jewelry, really heavy eye makeup. And mid-sentence, she freezes. She face plants into a plate of macaroni.
Everyone's aunt has done that, right?
Yeah. And then you realize that she stopped working because she has the wrong battery. And the wife makes the joke to her husband, Herb, did you give her one of those other batteries? And then they all start laughing at what essentially is like a date rape drug joke.
They joke at, I mean, yeah, or yes, or like, did you give her the shitty, the shitty version of the meal that we're eating? You know, did you or did you murder our aunt?
Yeah. Did you give her that shitty drug? Drug battery that was going to knock her out so we didn't have to talk to her.
Look, again, oh my. Whomst among us does not have one of those aunts?
And Bethany, this last one takes the cake.
Okay.
There is an IKEA commercial.
Okay.
There is a 30-something white woman driving a car. She's very mild-mannered.
Okay.
She looks at the camera and she says, why do I shop at IKEA? I'm going through a divorce. And you know, some of my furniture is gone. She's still driving the car. And she continues, you know, they keep those prices down because it's self-serve. But you know what? I kind of like it. It's easier that way. And I don't have a whole lot of money to spend. And I want my place to look nice because of her. And then she infers that there's a baby in the backseat. And you see, like, this kid, like, just totally passed out in their car seat.
Oh my God, this kid's about to need therapy.
And then she goes, and you know, I also want a nice place so maybe I can have some guys over in like 10 years.
And then her dead eyes stare at the camera as she maniacally laughs.
It cuts to the IKEA logo and the tagline is, it's a big country, someone has to furnish it.
That is the best commercial. Good for them. They know their target market.
They know it. They know it. And you know what? They could air the same commercial these days, and I think it would fly. I think audiences would really just love it so much.
100%. We appreciate sad honesty.
Thanks for hanging out with us today, buds. You can follow me, Kathleen Heaney, at Kathleen Loves Color.
And me, Bethany Watson, at Ms. Bethany Watson. And you can follow this podcast. Just search Acquired Taste Podcast on all platforms.
But most importantly, check out our Facebook group. That is our coolest social media real estate.
Until next time, this is your reminder to take a deep breath. Stay weird
and stay curious.
Hey, Kathleen and Bethany and any taste buds, if you end up playing this on the podcast, I just listened to the most recent podcast and where you told that story about your friend Mikey and how he had to poop so badly that he, you know, crashed his brother's car and pooped in a construction zone. And that reminded me of the time that I was studying abroad and in college, and I had taken a weekend trip to Amsterdam with a friend, and we took mushrooms, and I didn't think it would be a good idea to eat after we had taken the mushrooms, like while we were tripping. But my friend was like, no, it's going to be fine. So we had this like, we had already taken the mushrooms and we like ate this like breakfast. I don't even remember what we ate, like pastries or something. And horrible idea because we were walking around Amsterdam and then I like, it was not long after where I had to throw up. I had to throw up so badly. And I was like, I don't know. I'm in a foreign country. Like, where do I throw up? And I ended up seeing this McDonald's and I was like, great. Like, I'll just, like, there's a McDonald's. I'm going to run into the bathroom and throw up in their toilet. But you had to pay for some reason to use the bathroom And it was going to come out. It was going to come out. And I didn't have any Amsterdam money to pay for this toilet use. And I wasn't about to like buy any food. And so I ended up just pushing past there was like a literal person there. Like, you know, you had to like pay this person and they would let you into the bathroom. And I ended up just pushing past this person and going into a toilet in McDonald's. And I don't think I definitely did not get it all because I was like throwing up as I was like pushing past this person. And then I felt great, but the mushrooms did not work because I threw it all up. So that's my story. This is Katie from Connecticut. I will out myself on that story. I do not care because that was a hilarious, funny story that I survived. And I know my parents don't listen to this,